Mark 9:14-29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with James, Peter, James, and John, he approached the other disciples. They saw a large crowd around him and scribes arguing with them. Immediately, on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him, and he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" And he said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." So ends the reading of the gospel. It seems like it's an exasperated Jesus whom we meet today in this gospel passage. The father of a boy who is overcome by a mute spirit begs Jesus, "If you can, have compassion." And Jesus responds, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." We know that the disciples have already failed to heal the boy. Paired as it is with the reading from the letter of James in today's lectionary, which says, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom." Who among you, indeed? It can seem unwelcome, to say the least, to be identified as wise and understanding. Why? It invites others to be on the alert, to have expectations of us, that they will see something positive that comes from living a good life. And who wants to live with that kind of pressure? In this case, what parent would not wish to help his son imprisoned by the power of such a spirit? Not only that, he's desperate enough to try anything. He even says, "Help my unbelief." And so Jesus responds to both the father of the boy, who is willing to try anything, and to his father, God. In this gospel passage from Mark, we see Jesus relying on prayer, which enabled him to see God wherever he looked. It's something that he practiced often, and it's something that he wanted his disciples to practice as well. Perhaps we can read into this passage the meaning of the phrase from the letter of James, "In the humility that comes from wisdom." Jesus had the humility and the wisdom to trust in God. He did not rely on his past experience, but trusted that God would act through him here, now. That's what practice meant to him, that somehow he could see God's presence in the boy, and somehow he could feel God's love for the boy. That's what dwelling in the practice of prayer revealed to him. It was the presence of God that allowed him to heal the boy. And it is dwelling in the practice of prayer that will lead us to do similar things. We are the disciples. And we are the ones who are called to live in the humility that comes from wisdom and the practice of prayer.